Welcome back to the MP Access Show. I'm your host, Robert Wilson, VP of Experience here at Five Star. And today we have an exciting episode coming to you live from the floor at Five Star Conference 2024. I'm thrilled to be joined by Lindsay Bernacki, Senior Vice President of Operations at Sylvan Road Capital. Lindsay has been making waves in the single family rental market with her leadership in driving operational excellence and fostering innovation. In this episode, we'll dive deep into how Sylvan Road is leveraging technology to create a top-tier resident experience, her unique approach to leading high-performance teams, and the trends shaping the future of the SFR industry. It's an insightful conversation with plenty of takeaways, whether you're in real estate or just passionate about leadership and growth. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. Stay tuned. This one you don't want to miss. And welcome back. You're listening to the MP Access Show, and we are live on the Five Star Conference 2024 floor. And it is the second day of Five Star Conference. And I am sitting here with someone who needs no introduction. She is incredible. You can see the smile just percolates right through the microphone. It's the SVP of Operations for Sylvan Road Capital, and that is Miss Lindsay Bernacki. Lindsay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so well, Robert. Thank you for having me.
Well, we are so blessed to not only have you at Five Star Conference, but we are just blessed to have you here on the show. You were recently promoted to Senior Vice President of Shared and Field Services at Sylvan Road. Can you tell me a little bit about your new role and what excites you most about this new chapter?
Absolutely. So I was just recently promoted to our Senior Vice President of Operations from the Shared and Field Services role.
Perfect.
And the greatest part of this, I've had a wonderful mentorship within the company for the last few years. I've worked here for almost 4 years, and we're really expanding and redesigning our operation. And so it's been a fantastic opportunity, not just to see more of the operation than I had before when I was running our shared and field services side, but also to really address the changes that are hitting our market, our SFR industry. And so I'm so excited to be able to share the talents of my team and be able to tackle 2025 head on as the SVP of operations.
That's incredible. And you guys see, she is promoting so fast in the organization. People can't even keep up with it. She's just promoting. It's going to be at the top of the organization very soon. But Sylvan Road has built a reputation as a leader in single family real estate. What sets your company apart from others in the industry, and how do you contribute to your team's success?
You know, I am so proud of the different leaders that are at Sylvan Road. I think especially our CEO is an innovator, and we really enjoy being on that side of the space. We believe in flexibility and innovation and technology. We think it's incredibly important with the changing dynamics of our industry, and I love to be on the forefront of innovation. We love to make sure that we're focused on operational excellence, and we can extend that back to our investors. We really believe that our residents are raving fans of us, and we want to continue to drive that home both for our investors and our residents.
Wow. And you talk about innovation, and you have had a successful career in leading teams and building operations. What are some of the key principles you follow when leading and motivating teams?
Absolutely. That's a great question. You know, when I think about innovation, I think it's incredibly important to build a team dynamic that focuses on encouraging people to learn together. One of the things that we do that I think is a little bit different as a leadership team, we have this function called Center of Excellence, and we believe in training and learning together as a group. And so we build these cross-functional projects, stretch assignments for our teams, and we assign people from different areas of the business to partner together to grow and learn. And we take those projects, many of them have been implemented into the operational infrastructure, but it allows people to experience different areas of the organization, build that peer connection, that networking and team building trust is so important for innovation to move quickly. People normally don't love change. And so this is a great way we found to get people to adapt and move forward quickly or to fail fast. And that's okay if we don't use the projects. We learn from the process of it.
Okay, this sounds definitely like an operational leader right here. I can tell when I am speaking with somebody from operations, and also that you have been known for your ability to identify and retain exceptional talent. What strategies do you use to create a work environment that keeps and attracts that top talent?
You know, I think it's so important. We are so, you know, I feel really great about the team that I have. We have many new leaders in our team and we're always looking for great talent, but we also very much focus on promoting from within. I've been someone who's been very lucky to be promoted from within. I have leaders in my team who have worked with me, you know, for the entire time that we've been here. And we're constantly focusing on ways that we can leverage our internal leader skill sets in different ways. The SFR industry has changed significantly over the last 4 years. And so thinking about the great qualities and traits that people have and where else they can be leveraged in the business, whether it's a stretch assignment or a different role, I think is critically important. And then outside of that, from a leadership perspective, that mentorship for that frontline manager, that first level manager is so critical in retaining them and making them feel like they have a space that they can grow in the organization, even if it's not necessarily in their vertical, you know, and being vulnerable as a leader, even if they don't want to stay in that team, to be able to stretch them into the skill set they may need to achieve what's next.
Wow. Oh, wow. You're listening to the MP Access Show, and Lindsay is here bringing it today. I want to talk about single family rentals, but before we do that, you've been incredible. How has your educational background in health promotion and fitness led you into real estate in the operational space, and what promoted the shift in your career focus? Yes, I have done my homework on you, Lindsay. Yes. Yes. Let's talk about the health and fitness.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that in operations, output and discipline is really the most important thing. And so, you know, being able to walk the walk is how firms are determined if they're successful or not. And there's a certain level of discipline required to learn and grow and stay up with the technology that's changing. And operational rigor requires that kind of daily health of the business. And so I think it's so important that teams and operations are focused on it. Not everything is a widget, but everything really is an assembly line, and identifying the things that have fallen out of operations and where we can improve and learning from that feedback loop is so critically important. I really do love this industry. I didn't start in it. You know, I have a handful of different things in my background, whether it's English or political science. Like, I've kind of tried a little bit of everything. This has been my favorite space. I think the operation is very challenging. I love the fact that we're putting people in homes. I think that's so incredibly important. I love the impact that we can have on neighborhoods and helping people achieve that dream. I'm a mom myself. I love that we can provide for families to live in a house and kids to go to the school system they want to. And all of those things are incredibly important.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you brought that up, that you are a mother, because I think that with, you know, I'm a vice president of marketing. And I think that when we do these interviews, sometimes people forget that we're real people. Yes. Tell me like a little bit about yourself that has nothing to do with all the amazing business accomplishments that you have. And there are a lot here. But I mean, tell me just a little bit about yourself and you.
Sure. You know, I am a mother of three. I have three kids that are under 9 years old. I have a 9-year-old daughter, a 7-year-old son, and a 5-year-old son. We live in the Boston area, and I love being in New England. There's something so special about this time of year in the fall and being able to be there. You know, I am really an introvert, but a super nerd. And I think I like to bring that side to the business. I think it's important to have fun with your teams. We're going to do a lot of stuff around Halloween with team costumes and events, and bringing that fun into the team builds camaraderie and is really important. Last year, the team took the Boston idea and we were all Dunkin' Donuts, different versions of Dunkin' Donuts. Some were even like runners, so like the runs on Dunkin' and then had the donuts. One of our maintenance leadership team members built a drive-through, like really getting into different fun events. And so that's my plan for the remainder of the season.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and especially in the Northeast, when the seasons change and it turns to fall and the colors changing, it's such a beautiful area. I live now in Dallas, but I grew up in Philadelphia, and it's just so amazing. I do miss that.
Stunning.
But speaking, yes, it is. It's incredible. But speaking of change and transition and innovation, which you've already talked about earlier, let's talk a little bit about single family rental market, and it's been significantly changing and growing in recent years. What trends do you see shaping the future of the industry, and how is Sylvan Road positioning itself to stay ahead of the curve?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I think that Sylvan is very well poised to have a successful end of year and to enter next year very strategically focused around our operation. I think that everyone, you know, is focused on different saleable services that they can achieve, whether that's on the resident side or a saleable service for the investor. Operationally, you know, not only the innovation technology component that I spoke about already, but we're very focused on bringing operational excellence for our investors and for our residents. And that will continue to be our focus. I think we're well poised to see the market trends shift as the interest rates decline, maybe not as rapidly as we saw, you know, when things were booming a few years ago. But I do think everyone is waiting with bated breath to be able to start that acquisition cycle a little bit more than we have over the last year and a half. And we certainly are as well. And in the meantime, you know, we're focused on rigor. We're focused on delivery and exciting our residents, making them fans.
Okay. Well, you're listening to the MP Access Show. I am sitting here. I'm having such a wonderful time. Let's talk a little bit more about Sylvan Road that focuses heavily on using technology and data-driven insights. Can you give us an example of how this approach has led to operational efficiencies and better outcomes for your clients?
Sure, absolutely. You know, in the last year, we've been incredibly focused on our maintenance delivery to our residents. They care very much when something happens in the house, and especially the ones who maybe want to be home, you know, when a vendor arrives or our internal field staff arrives. We care very much about our internal field services team, and we continue to grow that. We feel they're the face of Sylvan, and we want them to be able to be there and speak to the resident directly, resolve their issues with them. We've implemented significant survey processes in the last year so that we can capture the resident emotion as we're making these changes, whether it's in the leasing lifecycle, in our call center, after they've had an interaction with one of our customer service team members. And honestly, to me, the most meaningful ones have come from the technicians as they're there with the resident. We've built out some new technology so that they share a QR code right with the resident while they're there in their wrap up. And we get that feedback right on. And, you know, we have changed our scripting and our design to really make sure that we're upfront with the resident that we want for them to have a fantastic experience. And if there's anything that we're doing along the life cycle that changes that, we want to know about it. We're very open to being willing to adapt. We want to make everything a five-star experience.
Oh, and I loved how you dropped the five-star in there with Sylvan. It sounds like a perfect partnership. Let's talk a little bit about that. You're listening to Lindsay Bernacki, SVP of Operations at Sylvan Road Capital. Just as you've seen Sylvan Road grow and evolve significantly, what are the goals for the company moving forward, and what role do you expect to play in your guys' continued success?
Absolutely. You know, I think everybody in the SFR space is very focused on occupancy, where we can drive those numbers up. I think a lot of that comes both from operational excellence and the resident experience. People who have had terrible experiences with you are very willing to go look somewhere else. I do think you see some shifting trends in people purchasing houses, and that takes them a little bit out of the SFR market. And so wherever we can focus specifically to make that resident experience fantastic, that's really where we're focused.
Wow. And she said something very key right there. That's the resident experience. We're always talking about the experience of things and how technology changes the consumer experience. In this case, it would be the resident. But as long as you're focusing on that experience of the client, you're always going to be great. Final thoughts for you, Lindsay. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. As you look ahead in your career, what excites you the most about the future of Sylvan Road and the single family real estate market?
You know, I think this has truly been my experience for the 4 years that I've worked for Sylvan. We continue to redesign and innovate, and I feel strongly that our leadership feels confident that there is nothing we can't do. And I think that's the most exciting part. We have all of these leaders who are heads down focused on building a better ship. And I love that dynamic. I am so excited about the new technology initiative, especially with artificial intelligence, that we can start to integrate into our business and expand our business. And I also think that the next few years is poised for success in general for the industry. And so I'm very excited to see what that turns into for Sylvan.
Lindsay, I am almost 100% positive that if you are at this organization, that organization is going to be extremely successful. Thank you so much for being on the show. Last question for you. Somebody is listening to this and they're like, wait a minute, I want to get partnered up with Sylvan Road or Lindsay. Where do they go? What do they do? How do they get in contact on from your guys' website? What should they do?
Absolutely. www.sylvanroad.com is our website. Residence is www.sylvanhomes.com. Those are absolutely the sites to get to. Vendor management as well. There's a link to sign up if you'd like to become a vendor with us on the maintenance side to service the assets. We're very excited to expand.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being on the show, and we can't wait to see you soon.
Thank you so much. This has been a pleasure.